The producer Andrew Watt is one of pop music's hottest hired guns. The 29-year-old has written and produced for Cardi B, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, and so many other huge stars. His calling card really is blending of-the-moment pop with a rock aesthetic. Miley Cyrus doing Pink Floyd pretty much drives that point home.
So you think you can tell.
Miley was singing here with Watt on guitar recently on Saturday Night Live. Guitar was always Watt's true love. He always dreamed of rocking on stage to a packed stadium, and he is about to release a new solo album soon. Writing and producing for megastars, well, that's been one successful detour in a life full of so many. I reached Andrew Watt at his home studio in Beverly Hills, where he actually just got over a case of COVID-19. We talked about his journey from hard-rocking teen to hit maker in a career that all began when he was 10 years old and he went to see a cousin's play.
I didn't want to be there, and there was a pit band, and there was a guy with long hair, and he was playing bass guitar, and the guy was rocking out. I couldn't stop watching him.
Soon after, Watt got a guitar of his own.
There was never a moment from that point on in my life that I wasn't playing.
He played at music school, at New York University. He did an internship with the Tonight Show house band, The Roots.
I started wanting to play with hip-hop artists after that and use the guitar in a different way. I got a gig playing with this artist named Jared Evan, and his song went number one in Greece.
A tour was scheduled, and Watt decided that he was definitely going, even if it meant missing weeks of college.
I just went.
Wow.
And I didn't tell anyone. My dad is calling me because they found out that I hadn't been in school for a couple of weeks, and it's going, like, not the American ring. You know, He's hearing, like, a European ring.
Yeah, that didn't go over so well with the family. Watt's dad cut him off financially. To have money to eat, he had to drop out of college and really hustle. Music became more than a passion. It had to pay the bills.
If he didn't give me that push, I wouldn't have stepped up in the same way.
I love it when you call me,
señorita. You know, I went onto Spotify and I just started listening to stuff, and it's like... every mega hit in different genres recently, you're somehow connected to. It's stunning.
Thank you, man. I really think it's so incredibly important to understand when to pivot. I started out playing guitar for other people and wanting to be a rock artist. And then when it wasn't getting me to where I could be successful and really just live off of this, I pivoted to writing songs for other people.
Other people like Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello producing this, the most streamed song in the world on Spotify last year with more than a billion streams. Can you even describe or understand why it reached such immense popularity?
Anyone that answers that question with certainty doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
And that's the thing. Andrew Watt sometimes finds this wild success going off instinct. He knows what he likes. He imagines collaborations. There was this story he had heard about his friend, the rapper Post Malone. Post was out drinking one night at this LA club, and he bought a picture off the wall of his idol, the heavy metal legend Ozzy Osbourne.
And I just saw this picture in my brain of Post holding a photograph of Ozzy hammered walking down Sunset Boulevard. And that was when the idea hit me, man, if Post and Ozzy did a song together, it would be absolutely insane.
Watt floated this idea to Ozzy's daughter, Kelly, and she liked it. So Watt and Post wrote a song together, and they sent it to Ozzy.
What I didn't realize, Ozzy had just gotten really sick, right when we made this song. You know, he broke his neck. And then he had pneumonia that he couldn't come back from.
But Watt kept checking in. And months later, when Ozzy got out of the hospital, the family told Watt to come by. He and Ozzy agreed to do the song. But there were ground rules laid out by Ozzy's wife, Sharon. She said Ozzy was still recovering, so get him in and out of that studio fast. Watt thought he maybe had 45 minutes.
You know, so there's an extra bit of pressure. We got to get it quick. We got to make it easy for him. And so he comes over, and when he gets down to the studio, his eyes light up and he turns into like a little kid.
saying, what about this lyric? And what about this melody? And can we change this and do that? And it's just this collaborative thing. And he stayed at my house for 5 hours.
I feel you crumbling, my arms down to your heart of stone.
After this session, Watt says Ozzy's daughter called him in tears.
She's like, Andrew, my dad is taking my mom out for dinner for the first time in months since he's been sick. He's laughing. He's smiling.
Wow.
This has helped him so much and made me feel like my dad is my dad again.
That must have meant the world to you.
It was the first time I ever been involved in something where it was more than the music, you know? This was breathing life into someone.
From there, Ozzy decided he was going to record a full album, his first in a decade, and he chose Watt to produce it. It had an all-star cast of Watt's childhood heroes, players from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses, Rage Against the Machine.
I was unprepared for fame, then everybody knew my name.
I got to work with Slash, and Ozzy sent me to Atlanta to record Elton John on piano, and there were all things that I just dreamed of, you know? I literally had Chili Peppers and Guns N' Roses posters in my bedroom as a kid.
That's what I wonder. I mean, as amazing as this is, do you ever think about, like, did all the producing overshadow the dream that is still inside you as a 10-year-old?
I think that dreams develop. Some people are blessed to get there in a straight line, and other people, they got to do the semicircle route. And I think in the semicircle route, you learn a lot more about yourself. And yeah, I'm at the place now where I'm making my album this year. So that was always the initial dream, and I'm here about to do it.
Best of luck with your solo album this year. We'll be listening for it.
Thank you, dude.
That was producer Andrew Watt talking about his career in music.